Oh, wait, I have the gavel. Who did that?
Caller, I have a proclamation prior to us gaveling in. And so I will start with the statement that we have Commissioner Fritz on the phone. In person to PCC 3.02.025, Commissioner Fritz is participating by phone. Failure to allow participation of a city council member by electronic communication would jeopardize the public interest, health, safety, or welfare. Mayor Wheeler is also not physically present, but was contacted and given an opportunity to participate by phone. Do any of the council members who are physically present object to having Commissioner Fritz participate by phone? Seeing no objection, welcome Commissioner Fritz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a panel of individuals that will be coming up so that we can acknowledge that January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And the individuals that I'm gonna ask to come up is Diana Gutman, Lieutenant Besner. I always have a 50-50 shot at getting it right. welcome. Please introduce yourself and take it away.
Good morning, Madam President and Council. My name is Diana Gutman, and I am here today in regards to the proclamation reading for Human Trafficking Awareness Month. I first want to take a moment to acknowledge and honor the host people of the lands that we're currently on. This includes the Chinook, the Kalalapuya, the Clackamas, the Cowlitz, and the Clatskanie tribes. National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is recognized annually in the United States on January 11th, and this is to bring awareness and opposition to human trafficking. Human trafficking is a modern day form of slavery, and this affects so many communities. It affects our entire country, but when we bring it down into a smaller scope, it has a major effect in our community statewide. Even here in the state of Oregon, we are at an epidemic. Women and children and our elders are most susceptible to human trafficking. And public safety is a community effort. We have to work together as a community to bring awareness and talk about the things that are very difficult to talk about. Human trafficking, sexual violence, these kinds of things are not easy for anyone under any circumstances to talk about at all. And so as we come together as a community, it's important that we are able to talk about these things, because talking about it, acknowledging it, is going to be one of the ways that we bring prevention, awareness, and education. And education is so important. Lack of education has never been a benefactor to anyone. And so I just want to say thank you to the Portland City Council to bring this to the attention of the city. And I think that it is very special, because we started the beginning of the month with Multnomah County doing a proclamation reading of human trafficking, and it's very fitting that we close it here in City Hall. And so it is an honor to be here today, and I thank the council for being able to shed light on this serious subject and to bring awareness to our community. So thank you, Madam President, and thank you, Council.
Thank you for being here. Lieutenant?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Leo Besner, and I'm a lieutenant with the Police Bureau. One of my areas of responsibility is supervising the human trafficking unit within the Detective Division. I'm here today to ask for your support raising awareness for human trafficking with the issuance of the proclamation. The goal of the human trafficking unit is to identify people who are being victimized, exploited, and trafficked. Identify the person, the people involved in the exploitation, and hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law. We currently have three crime victim advocates, which are new additions to the police bureau working internally, and they work with the victims providing support from initial contact throughout any criminal justice proceedings, and then also helping with identifying and procuring long-term needs and finding support for each individual, and they do that by working with our external community partners. In 2019, the Human Trafficking Division was assigned 31 cases for investigation and then wrote approximately 100 search warrants in support of those investigations. During that time, we also conducted 6 street-level enforcement missions targeting online prostitution and arrested 11 individuals who were engaging in online prostitution activities. During that time, we've also conducted 13 training sessions, which are designed to educate the public on human trafficking and specifically working with some of the business community with hotels and motels in the area so that they're aware of what it looks like and how to best identify it, and then also establishing that partnership with our business partners so that when we do find evidence or we do have some information, that they're helping us in identifying suspects. We've also attended 20 community events raising awareness of human trafficking, and our crime victim advocates have made 37 initial victim contacts. We're also working collaboratively with the Multnomah County Human Trafficking Collaborative, and our crime victim advocates are newly members of that collaborative. Each individual case and each individual victim need our support, and we're here today asking for yours as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both, colleagues. Any comments? We're waiting for the time delay for the phone. Not hearing any. Commissioner Udaly?
No, just no? Thank you for being here.
I want to thank you also for being here. I want you to know, I know we talked a little earlier, maybe with you, Diana, about kind of revising the proclamation, mm-hmm. because the language about human trafficking being like modern-day slavery was language that I personally have a problem with, because there's nothing like slavery, mm-hmm. absolutely nothing in the world. So I appreciate your willingness to work with me to change it mm-hmm. so that we could really focus on what the core issue is here today. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for your flexibility, because it was really quick that we did that this morning. Thank you very much. So I'm going to read the proclamation, and if you'd like, we could take a picture. There's not a lot of us, but we'd be happy to take one with you anyway. Okay?
This is a little strange. Yeah.
And this proclamation is from the entire city council. Whereas January 2020 is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and whereas human trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sexual act, and whereas Portland has demonstrated a longstanding commitment to addressing this problem as part of the Human Trafficking Collaborative, which is a partnership with the State of Oregon, Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, and community-based social service providers. Whereas, as a community, we must acknowledge oppressive social structures and crimes contributing to human trafficking in our community. Only when this ugly reality comes out of the shadows, giving victims voice, we can bring an end to this trafficking and victims can begin to heal. And whereas the City of Portland recognizes and thanks all the organizations and groups committed to addressing, preventing, and healing from human trafficking, often working directly with survivors to ensure that they have access to employment opportunities, housing, legal resources, and other services. And despite this commitment, far too many in our community are affected by human trafficking. And whereas human trafficking affects every community, but there is something each of us can do about it. And whereas, if you or someone you know are a victim of human trafficking, help is available through the National Trafficking Hotline at 1-800-373-7888 or humantraffickinghotline.org. Now, therefore, Portland City Council, the City of Roses do hereby proclaim January of 2020 to be Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month by gaining awareness of these issues and supporting organizations that work to address, prevent, and help those affected by human trafficking. Thank you so much for bringing this resolution to us, and you have our full support in moving this work forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, quick picture, and then we're back to the agenda.
One more. Can I do one more? I apologize. One more. Sorry, Commissioner. I was slow. I apologize. Thank you.
Thank you. Some people throw dots at them, some frame.
Oh, this is very special. Thank you.
I've been working this whole month.